Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August 12, 2023. And we're going to talk a little bit about a person. Well, not really the person, but a question that a person put to me that is relevant, I think, to all of you. And this person was very brave as to write this to me. A little background, this person has kind of followed me throughout my career for about 30 years or more, and has gone in and out of the practice one way or another, and has a real hard time with the intellectual side of her her head. I'm not going to mention her name. I'm just going to leave it. Although she told me I could, but I think it would be best not to. And here's her little email. I resist everything you teach, yet I know it's true. Why? It is a common issue with people. Honestly, it is. When you have set up within yourself, as we all have, to live via the body, we live according to the genetic nature, the primitive side of our DNA, for the sake of survival, both in the world and social survival as well. That's very, very important to most people. So you have to understand that what I am teaching you is not viable to the social part of you, nor the part that is trying to live to survive. Also, many of the things that I teach are in opposition to genetic disposition. And because of all of this, it makes it very difficult for you to listen to anything I would teach that would not, shall we say, unite you with your heritage, your intellectual heritage, your intellectual prowess, all based in your genetics, in your body. The body is a mighty foe, as it is. It is a real problem child, and it runs on its own. We have given it the right and told it, basically, that you can go and do whatever you are impulsed to do, whatever it is, that's the way it is, and you're probably right, and that's the way I'm going to live my life. We live by the impulses. We think we're in love when we're really not in love. We think that we're doing the right thing when we're only doing the thing that is logical to justifying the way we live our life. The ends justify the means thing. So when we live in this category of life through logic and reasoning, anything of the other shore will sound like hieroglyphics. It will sound like science fiction. I think that's the way most people look at it. And hence, we do not grow, we do not mature, we do not see anything other than what our mind can present. So, of course, you're going to feel resistance, all of you, towards anything that is inclined to the spiritual. For instance, you can accept love thy neighbor as thyself a little bit, or do unto others as you would have them do unto you, that kind of thing. But to love your enemies as yourself, this is a more difficult thing. To be able to give and forgive and to understand the nature of the true achievement of a person's life, which is held in mercy and compassion, are just not things that most people are akin to, nor are they much interested in. People are interested in what aggrandizes their ego, their vanity, their pride. That's what's most important to them. And because that becomes the essence of their life, the substance of their living, they miss the whole effort of what it is to be in a body and why they are here in the body. They are here in this body because this is your and my karma. We are here to live in this body until we learn what it's about, why it is the way it is, and when we become interested in transformation, in transcendence, to go beyond it, not to live in accordance with the inherited, shall we say, genes of our body that tell us, well, you can only have so much, you can only do so much. I had a student recently tell me in session who was born in the Midwest and was kind of raised in the Midwest. I won't mention the student per se, but she told me, she said, I believe I should suffer. This is what I came from. This was the environment I lived in. I think life should be hard and difficult. And for her, it is hard and difficult. And she does believe in all of that. And no matter what I teach her, it doesn't matter because she lives from what the body purports as a function of, shall we say, genetic favor. And it's not a favorable thing. It's just what we go through. So in an authentic spiritual practice, you will hear things that go against the grain of what you might logically think is the way to survive. And because of that, because that's the way we are, and that's the way we choose to live out of our body, and we never question anything other than that, we never think to ourselves, well, I'd like to do something out of the element of my body's fears or my body's assumptions, my brain, my serotonins, my oxytocins, all the things that go on in my brain. I'd like to do something outside of that. I'd like to meditate. I'd like to work on what is beyond the thoughts that I survive by or think I'm surviving by. What are the inclinations of living from an authentic heart rather than the human heart? All of these things matter, and they matter a great deal to the person who is just trying to get through. But if you're not a person who's trying to get through, and just want to maybe float along for a while and get through the whole idea of living until you die and hope that there's some sort of rainbow at the end. If you're beyond all that, if you're interested in something that is transcendent, then inner work is going to be very important to you. You're going to have to work on your inner work. And if you do, if you can, if you will, something of the beauty of love will start to touch you. Now, there is no way I can ever tell you how beautiful love is. And I used to try when I was younger, when I had my first Satori in this, after a lot of years of toiling in Greg Penn's stupidity, I learned that it does no good to talk to people about how beautiful love is, how forgiving and how merciful it is. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you're missing out on all this great beauty and that there is a love that is greater than the biological, physical, psychological love that you have given yourself over to, which is found in nothing more and nothing less than genetics. I'm not going to say that to you, but in a way I just did. So there you are. It is something you have to want with all of your heart and soul as a person. You have to hunger and thirst after it, as Jesus talked about. And you have to have the intelligence to step back and see what it is you're missing and what you are doing to yourself that mainly most people just don't care about. So that is all I have to say on the subject. You're going to be resisting, but as Jesus said, resist not your evil. Let it go. Let it go and just listen. And maybe in this lifetime, all it's about for you is just listening to the things that someone like myself teaches and planting the seeds of awakening in that. I think a lot of my students are like that. Anyway, thank you for your question, and I hope I helped you. I really do, and I hope this helped you, all of my listeners, and please forgive me. Namaste.